Furloughed workers are breathing a sigh of relief after Congress threw together a bipartisan deal today to reauthorize the Federal Aviation Administration's funding. The deal will put more than 70,000 transportation and construction workers back to work across the U.S. and 4,000 FAA employees, including 79 in Alaska. But for Alaska, some say the damage may have already been done. Dasha Eaton with member station KDLG reports.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's announcement of a bipartisan deal to put FAA workers back to work is a relief to furloughed workers across the country, including 79 in Anchorage. Aaron Wilson is one of them. He's an electronics technician at the FAA's Anchorage Communication Engineering Center. He was furloughed on July 23rd and says he's looking forward to getting back to work.
I'm very glad that we'll be going back to work Monday. I have not been officially informed, though I have read multiple articles that say there is a deal in place. So that's very good news for not only myself, but everyone affected. But it's just sad that they cost the taxpayers so much money because they couldn't do this 2 weeks ago.
Alaska's congressional delegation implored leadership to fix the situation before it went on recess Wednesday. Senate Majority Leader Reid came through with the announcement that something was in the works Thursday. The FAA furloughed 4,000 employees nationwide, including the 79 based in Anchorage back in July, along with holding up the work of thousands of contract project workers. The partial shutdown halted airport construction projects across the state. The FAA estimates are worth about $6 million for nearly 2 weeks. Wilson says even though it looks like he and his colleagues will be back on the job soon, the loss of the critical window of time during Alaska's short summer construction season could have impacts.
Alaska has an extremely short construction season. We only have so long before we can do what we call groundwork. Once it starts freezing up, which is going to be starting pretty soon, the further north you go, you can no longer do any of that work. It's going to definitely put a slowdown on numerous efforts across the state, and we're talking projects from Ketchikan to Barrow to Dutch Harbor.
The FAA says those construction projects are in Anchorage, Barrow, Juneau, Kenai, Nanana, and Wasilla. The details of the bipartisan agreement are not yet clear, but Senate Majority Leader Reid said in a statement Thursday that this agreement does not resolve the important differences that still remain. Democrats and Republicans are at odds on a permanent extension of FAA programs, and as Wilson explains, the FAA has been operating on temporary funding extensions for years.
The Congress has not fully funded the FAA since 2007. We continually have been working under temporary funding extensions. The FAA reauthorization bill, which would have been a fully funded take care of this problem, has been just pushed aside for, like I said before, almost 4 years. So I just figured they were going to pass another temporary funding extension like they've been doing. I think there's been 20 of those passed so far.
It's been widely reported that Democrats and Republicans have been bickering over issues surrounding unions, and that the only way the Republicans would agree even to another temporary reauthorization of funding would be if the agreement included funding cuts to rural airports. One bright spot in a state more reliant on air transportation than any other in the U.S., none of those cuts are said to include rural airports in Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Dasha Eaton.